Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, commenting on the variety of threats and what you'd have to say right now, provocations around the world. We've been in Guyana, we've been in the Red Sea, now we're going to Moscow. There are strange dealings with Vladimir Putin, who's been called a war criminal by the president and other voices. Right now, he's maintaining what he calls sanitary reasons to not socialize with the British ambassador to Moscow. In fact, to keep all ambassadors at the distance of those vast rooms at the Kremlin, with Vladimir Putin standing in the middle of the floor all by himself. It's very odd. There's also a report that Vladimir Putin has been invited or will attend some events in the Gulf, perhaps Saudi Arabia, perhaps the UAE. We wait for clarity, but that was a report out of London. So, Mary, what we have here is Vladimir Putin, in a way, telling Washington very clearly, I no longer fear you. I don't fear arrests. I don't fear war criminal talk. I'm winning in Ukraine, and what are you going to do about it? What is the answer here is, what is the Biden policy going forward, given Putin's, what at this point you'd have to say he's acting provocative, deliberately so. He wants something to happen.
Putin responds to power and pressure, and he doesn't really respond to diplomatic entreaties. That's been very clear since he took office. So we've had many years to examine his record. He obviously doesn't mind throwing ordinary Russians into the maw of the conflict in Ukraine. He's got support from China. Diplomatically, economically, militarily, he's buying munitions from North Korea. He's getting drones from Iran. And in response, he's found new markets for Russian energy. U.S. sanctions have not tanked their economy. There's no indication that we're going to tighten that noose. And in the meantime, he's taken another American in the form of Evan Gershkowitz, the Wall Street Journal reporter who is now more than 250 days wrongfully detained. And another American who was detained, Paul Whelan, just in these last days, was assaulted at his prison east of Moscow. I mean, where's the outrage here in the United States about this activity? It's remarkable to me. It could simply be saturation of news that, you know, we only have the ability to focus on one conflict at once. But Vladimir Putin has taken out his main political competitors, both within and outside his government. He has taken hostages. He is continuing the war. He's found new allies. I mean, yes, we could wake up tomorrow and he could be gone. It's true. It's not a transparent regime. And those regimes are unpredictable. But as it stands right now, the United States has done nowhere near enough if we want Ukraine to win and if we want Vladimir Putin out the door.
The news from London. Again, this looks okay, but I mentioned we need to confirm, because Putin's plans can change. He is involved in a war. Vladimir Putin will visit Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates Wednesday, 24 hours from now, according to the Kremlin. He will meet with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, before going to the UAE, where COP28 climate conference is ongoing. It is not clear, says the Telegraph, Mr. Putin will make an appearance at the climate summit. Nothing's clear. They do add the caveat that Saudi Arabia and the UAE are not signatories to the ICC, so therefore we're not dealing with the drama of will they arrest a man accused of war crimes. However, Mary, this is significant given the brittle relationship between Washington and Riyadh, between MBS and President Biden. Another weakness that has been that hasn't been repaired that it would appear that Putin's going to take advantage of. This is going to be a huge picture to show the global South. Is Putin winning, Mary?
Well, I mean, it depends on your definition of winning, right? Certainly, you know, he's taking advantage of U.S. policy confusion. There are many reasons for him to go to UAE and Saudi Arabia. They're all members of OPEC Plus, so surely they're going to talk about the supply of oil and what they want to do in 2024. They are all expanding their relationship with communist China as a hedge against Western nations and the U.S.-led bloc. and obviously, too, there's a Middle East angle here as well with the war in Israel. I don't believe for a second that MBS wants Hamas to run anything anymore or that he likes at all Iran's influence in the region. He may be delivering, in fact, a message to Russia to not let Iran get out of line, to say, hey, if you want my cooperation diplomatically and you want these business contracts to invest in Saudi Arabia, you know, here's what we need from you. But certainly, you know, just to stay on that diplomatic angle, it's a diplomatic win for both of them. It shows that Putin is secure enough in his position to leave the country, and it promotes MBS as a major international figure, which is what he looked like when he stood with China's foreign minister and made a kind of an uncertain peace with Iran not so many months ago. So it's a meeting of interests. And it's something that certainly we should be concerned about.
Right now, Mary, because the war in Gaza is so non-transparent, is there a sense of alarm anywhere in the business circles? We have 30 seconds. Or is
everybody— there is. But, you know, so far, I think the prevailing market view is that the war has been largely contained to that territory and that it's not going to spread. We haven't seen that second front opening up from Lebanon. I think if you did see that happen, or you saw Americans killed,
right,
which would exert political pressure on President Biden to get U.S. service people involved or to exact real consequences on a nation like Iran, that's when you would see markets react. That would be— those would be the catalysts, I think, that would fundamentally change the positioning.
Mary Kissel, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.